Tsinghua University asks its students to pass a swimming test in order to graduate. The university has been saying this is a great way to keep its graduates physically fit. Tsinghua University is one of the most renowned universities in China, so not only will you be smart in the brain, you'll be fit in the
Yeah,
body.
super fit.
Yeah. So, is this the right way to go, though? Let's talk about the school regulation.
Yeah, absolutely. Recently, Chu Yang, president of Tsinghua University, announced a proposal urging all undergraduate students to learn how to swim. Otherwise, the university won't grant them a diploma. Liu Bo, head of the university's Sports Science and Physical Education Division, said on Monday that this proposal will be implemented at the start of the academic year. The move aims to promote sports among students. The university will organize a swimming test for all freshmen in September, and those who fail to swim at least 50 meters using any stroke will be required to take a mandatory course throughout their studies. Guys, this sounds like, first of all, 50 meters using any stroke, I don't think that's too bad, but it might, you might be seeing students now, instead of just focusing on the Gaokao, hitting the pool after, because they gotta be ready for that freshman year. But I don't necessarily disagree with this. My stance, I'll just state it right now, I don't necessarily disagree with this at all. I think, when I was a freshman, I was a little lazy, and we put on what you call in the States the freshman 15, which means 15, pounds, because you're eating at the cafeteria all the time with your friends, this kind of thing. And I also think swimming's a life skill, guys. I mean, 71% of the world is covered in water. If you don't know how to swim, what happens when one day your friend accidentally pushes you in the pool and you're just like, blah, 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 and that's the last time we hear from you? I mean,
I'm not going near the pool
yeah, well, okay,
or
well,
water.
people, you might know that you don't know how to swim, but sometimes other people don't know, and this kind of situation could be bad for you.
Yes, and a lot of netizens are joking and making fun of these new proposals. Since one said, "Oh, now I don't have to choose from Peking University and Tsinghua University because I don't like to swim," like he can get in. And there's this joke saying, "When you got a girlfriend, when your girlfriend asks you, so if you and my mom fell into a river, so who are you gonna say first?"
That's the most difficult
And that
question in the world.
question puts a lot of men into, well, a rock and a hard place, between rock and hard place. So now you can just find a Tsinghua girlfriend, so you solve that problem.
Oh yeah, and she's gonna be fit, Tsinghua University, though, they're facilitating this. A lot of people get the wrong idea. Tsinghua University decided not to arrange classes for freshmen between 1555 to 1920. So they have this block of time to, I guess, if they want, practice swimming. The swimming classes are also pretty small. I think they're 20 students. So, it addresses that safety concern for these students. But, I do want to say, I do have a background in swimming, because at my university, my job was a lifeguard. And I will tell you, swimming is very difficult. Actually, getting from one end to the other in a pool, just doing, basic strokes, you should be fine. Breaststroke's so easy, and it's just kind of relaxing. Things like the backstroke, you practically look like you could be drinking a piña colada as you go from one end to the pool, to the other. And their requirements are swimming 50 meters using any stroke. There's no time requirement. I remember, to be a lifeguard, twice a month, just by surprise, they'd make all the lifeguards jump in the pool when the pool was closed early in the morning. We'd have to swim, it's like five times back and forth, within 10 minutes, doing whatever stroke they told us to. Then we had to jump out, go to the deep end of the pool. They threw a brick in, and we had to dive down to 13 feet, pick up this brick, hold it above water, and do the egg beater, to keep ourselves afloat. And I learned that swimming is definitely very hard, and if you want to do it right and do it very well, it takes practice. But to be able to just float from one end to the pool to the other, Guys, that's not so hard, and I think it's definitely a life skill all of us should try to get.
That's interesting if you're saying that swimming is a life skill, as some experts actually say that it's a fundamental skill that every Chinese person should be equipped with. And our WeChat listeners, I've got a few of you, let's just say led by Gu Du Bai Nian says,Learning how to swim can save your life in critical moments, so it should be something considered as a fundamental skill that everybody should know. And also, we've seen more universities have this university requirement for students. Should we alleviate, let me think, no, it's elevate swimming to that level of importance that it's something everybody should know?
See, for me, that won't be a problem. I feel like a school can do whatever they view reasonable to their students. In a way, they're just trying to make them more athletic, make them more fit. So of course, if they can offer some alternatives, saying you can run really fast on so many laps, that'll do. Or you can run a marathon, that'll do. It's just offering options would be good. But swimming, make it compulsory and mandatory. The good thing about that is when you think of an elite school, it always comes with some interesting anecdotes. So we know that in 19, the Tsinghua University has actually has this regulation 90 years ago, and there are famous people learning there, like namely the great author Liang Qiushi. He has this little anecdote of not knowing how to swim and learn it for in the school year, and then barely survived in the pool and then got graduate. When you hear this little fun, interesting anecdotes, you feel like you got a little through some personal touch or some fun details about the school, and you find it more in a up class. And we want that. It's fun. It's cute.
I mean, like, I like this initiative, but compulsory is a strong word for me. And I mean, you look at the Hainan Provincial Commission in a 2014 report that showed that 79.4% of the students in Hainan could not swim. 94.7% of the female students in Hainan could not swim. How do you go to the beach and get in the water? What if the tide takes you out? How do you do fun things like swimming and boating? You know, it would be so much more, I think you'd feel so much more safer in beach areas when you know how to swim. But at the same time, you know, universities, their mainstay is the academic realm, and I understand that. That's what people are expecting. That's what's compulsory. And I think it's a noble initiative, but the thing is, when a university makes this compulsory, I'll say this, there are definitely people out there that are self-conscious about their figure, their body, these kinds of things. They don't want to show that. You know, swimming suits are often kind of a revealing thing. I don't think they should be forced into that situation where they have to, right their freshman year in front of everybody they're just getting to meet, jump in a pool if they're not comfortable, you know, with who they are yet. And these kind of things goes throughout college, you know, where you become more comfortable with who you are. You're comfortable in your skin. So I think for that reason, I wouldn't make it compulsory, although I do like the initiative because, as I had said, there's so much water on this earth, and it seems like there's going to be more with, you know, many people speculating about global warming. So these kind of things, knowing how to swim could save your life one day, and that's definitely some, you know, education that is going to be very useful.
Yes, I agree with Ryan here. And excuse me, I'd like to make a little statement. It's Liang Shiqiu. I made a typo on my mouth. And I wanted to say that I think the schools are thinking about maybe some people really don't want to do that. That is why they're saying it's for the 2017 freshman year. If you're enrolled in the school, you have to do this. So for the students who are already a Tsinghua student, they don't really have that kind of compulsory rules. And I don't think many people would actually choose Peking University instead of Tsinghua because of that. So I'm still all for the rule.
Yeah, I see that you guys are firm supporters of people equipping with this necessary skill, and I think I do agree with that. And our WeChat listener, Yuar, says, what if a student has a phobia towards water? Then there should be those cases that maybe having a substitute sport can be a good thing too. I think then with this question, I think we need to figure out what we're trying to do here. Is it just to keep people fit? Then there's multiple ways to keep people that way. Or is this a necessary skill, that it's something that you should be equipped to save
it's
your life?
It's both. And that's why it's great. Yeah. That's why it's so great. But at the same time, I will say this. I know that Tsinghua University is letting certain people not do this if they have disabilities. I think if you have a phobia of water, you know, get a doctor to write you a note and turn it into the university. I'm sure you'll be fine. I'm sure they'll be understanding.
Yes, they actually have this detailed clause in the regulation. And they're also saying if you're suffering from kind of skin diseases, you are also exempt. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And actually, I think this discussion, it's been heated and it's a good one, but it's actually a discussion a bit too late. I think what we aim for is that this education, providing students with training in swimming, should happen earlier, ideally in primary school. When you look at the figures, it's quite astonishing how many young lives are lost every year because they are little kids and fall into a pool of water and drown. And during summer vacation, this might be more prevalent in rural areas when there's no swimming or lifeguards as capable as Ryan Price guarding you next to the water.
I'll save you.
Yeah, and lives are lost so easily. So I think it's really important if all kids can have the skill. But the impediment towards that is simply there is not enough money for every school to have a swimming pool. So that is also something that I think in the long run needs our attention and certainly the government's attention as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, college is an investment in yourself in the long term. So I think only these life skills definitely would help you make sure that, you know, after all that investment, if you go to a beach, it's not all over. You'll be just fine because you'll know how to swim.
Yeah, that is something I absolutely agree with you. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Niu Honglin.